请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
I ask brothers and sisters to read some scripture together with me.
我们首先请大家打开约翰福音第七章。
Shall we first turn to the gospel according to John chapter 7?
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
我们要从37节读到39节。
We will read from verse 37 through 39.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8,
第二节
verse 2.
罗马书第八章第二节
Romans 8:2.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
我们再请看启示录。
Next, Revelation.
启示录第二十二章
Chapter 22.
第一节和第二节
Verse 1 and 2.
启示录二十二章第一节和第二节。天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
Revelation 22 verse 1 and 2. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. On either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看一处旧约的圣经。
And then we will turn to a passage in the Old Testament.
旧约以西结书。
In the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel.
先知以西结书。
The prophet Ezekiel.
第47章。
Chapter 47.
第一节到十二节。
Verse 1 through 12.
以西结书47章第一节到十二节。
Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，这水从槛下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。他手拿准绳往东去的时候，量了一千轴，使我趟过水，水到怀子谷。他又量了一千轴，使我趟过水，水就到膝。再量了一千轴，使我趟过水，水便到腰。
Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate, by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the loins.
第5节, 又量了1000轴, 水变成了河, 使我不能趟过, 因为水势涨起, 成为可浮的水, 不可趟的河。 他对我说, 人子啊, 你看见了什么? 他就带我回到河边, 我回到河边的时候, 见这河, 见在河这边, 与那边的岸上, 有极多的树木。
Verse 5, again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen, enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river. Now when I returned, behold, on the bank of the river there were very many trees on the one side and on the other.
第8节, 他对我说, 这水往东方流去, 必下到亚拉巴直到海, 所发出来的水必流入沿海, 使水变甜。 这河水所到之处, 凡滋生的动物都必生活, 并且因这流出来的水, 必有极多的鱼, 海水也变甜了。 这河水所到之处, 百物都必生活。
Verse 8. Then he said to me, These waters go out toward the eastern region and go down into the Arabah. Then they go toward the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh.
第10节, 必有渔夫站在河边, 从隐基底直到隐以格连, 都做晒网之处。 那鱼各从其类, 好像大海的鱼甚多, 只是泥泞之地与湿, 洼湿之处不得医治，必为炎地。在河这边与那边的岸上，必生长各类的树木，其果可作食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子，因为这水是从圣所流出来的。树上的果子必作食物，叶子乃为治病。
It will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place and where the river goes will live. And there will be very many fish, for these waters go there, and the others become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. And it will come about that the fishermen will stand beside it from Engedi to Engleam. There will be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea, very many. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. By the river on its bank, on one side and on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹已经讲过好多次。
We have already spoken many times to brothers and sisters.
约翰福音第10章第10节。
In John chapter 10, verse 10,
主用最简单的话告诉我们他到世界上来的目的。
The Lord has used the simplest words to tell us the purpose of Him coming to this world.
他说我来了是要叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛。
He says, I have come so that you will receive life and life more abundant.
所以我们相信耶稣基督的人,
And so for us who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们是从他得着一个宝贵的生命。
From Him we have received a precious life.
那么主不仅把这个生命给我们,
Not only has the Lord given us this life,
主也希望这个生命能够成为一个丰盛的生命。
But He hopes that this will become an abundant life.
我们曾经讲过,
We have spoken already,
神把一切所有的祝福和有他所一切的作为都放在这个生命的里面。
God has placed all the abundance and all the blessings of this life within this life.
当我们得着这个生命的时候,
As we receive this life,
我们就得着了一切,
we have gained everything.
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣基督,
and so we thank our Lord Jesus.
是他道成肉身把这个生命带到世上来的。
He has become flesh and came to this world.
但是他如何把这个生命分赐给我们呢?
But how is He to give us this life?
我们曾经讲过, 他在十字架上, 因为他身体的裂开, 他把生命分赐给我们。 分赐给所有相信他的人。
We have spoken already that on that cross, because his body was broken, he was able to then give life to everybody.
所以这个今天也是我们的经历。
And so this today is also our experience.
属灵的生命要从我们身上能够分赐出去。
For spiritual life to be shared out.
必须经过十字架的经历。
Needs to go through the experience of the
cross. 我们必须向老旧的生命死。
Our old nature must die.
而向这个新的生命是活的。
And we are to live to this new life.
这样经过死与生的这个经历。
Then this experience of going from death to life.
让主的生命在我们的身上也能够得到释放。
Then his life will be released from us.
让我们不仅这个生命需要得到释放。
Not only does this life need to be released.
这个生命还要达到丰盛。
But this life must reach abundance.
那么什么样的光景叫做这个生命丰盛呢？
What type of condition will allow this life to be abundant?
主耶稣在约翰福音第七章告诉我们，
In John chapter 7, the Lord
Jesus
tells us, those who believe in me,
要从他们腹中流出活水的江河。
From their innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
所以当这个生命能够成为一个活水的江河的时候，
And so when this life can become rivers of living water,
那么这个生命就是达到了丰盛。
Then this life reaches abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们的生命必须要像江河一样从我们身上流露出去。
This life must flow out just like rivers of living water.
啊，主耶稣在犹太人那个最大的一个节日，
And so the Lord Jesus during the greatest feast of the Hebrews,
就在祝棚节的时候，
just at that feast,
因为犹太人在祝棚节的时候，
because at the feast of the tabernacle,
他们有一个习惯，他们要泼水的。
They have this a tradition where they must let water flow.
他们一连泼了七天。
And so for 7 days.
到了第八天是最大的日子。
And at the 8th day is the greatest day.
那么主耶稣就站起来了。
And so the Lord Jesus stood up.
那么就着他们生活中的这一个节期。
And so according to this celebration that they had.
主讲到神的心意。
The Lord Jesus spoke of the heart of the Father.
这不是光外面泼水的问题。
It's just not a matter of having water on the
outside. 这个乃是要讲到我们这些蒙恩得救的人，相信耶稣基督的人，生命要像江河一样的流露出去。
But for all of us who believe in the Lord, that our lives must flow out like rivers of living water.
但是接着主就说什么呢？
But then what does his Lord say afterward?
他说呢，这个生命呢，那是跟圣灵的工作有关系的。
But that this water has to do with the work of the Holy Spirit.
他说那个时候还没有圣灵。
Because at that time, this Holy Spirit had not yet come.
因为五旬节还没有到。
Because Pentecost had not yet come.
圣灵还没有从天降临。
The Holy Spirit had not been sent from heaven yet.
所以呢，这个生命还不能够像江河一样的流露。
And so life could not flow like the river yet.
我们知道到了五旬节以后，
Now we know after the Pentecost,
我们看见圣灵从天降临。
The Holy Spirit came from heaven.
门徒们个个被神的灵所充满。
And all the disciples were filled by the Spirit.
那么从这些门徒们的身上，我们看见这个生命像江河一样的流露出来。
And so from the disciples we see that the life flowed out like rivers of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们要让生命在我们身上如同江河一样的流露。
For us to have our life flow out like rivers of water.
你必须明白圣灵的工作。
You must come to know the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵的工作，
Because without the work of the Spirit,
我们的生命不可能达到丰盛。
Our life cannot reach abundance.
我们的生命也不可能如江河一样的这样的流露出来。
Our life cannot come out like living water.
所以在罗马书第八章第二节告诉我们，
And so Romans 8:2 tells us,
圣灵被称作是赐生命的灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of life.
我们都知道我们的蒙恩得救，我们的重生是圣灵的工作。
We know that our rebirth and salvation has to do with the work of the Spirit.
他不仅重生我们，
Not only has he rebirthed us,
把生命赐给我们，
given us life,
并且让这个生命在我们身上逐渐的成长。
But this life then can gradually grow.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果你把圣经里面是有关圣灵的这些经文仔细读一下的话呢，
If you read carefully all of the passages that talk about the Spirit,
你就看见哪里有圣灵的工作，
You will see wherever there is a work of the Spirit,
哪里就有生命，
There is life.
啊，你读创世纪第一章的时候，
If you read Genesis chapter 1,
那你告诉我们起初神创造天地，
There we see that God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，
And there we see that the world was formless and void and all was darkness.
他说神的灵运行在水面上，
And that the Spirit of God hovered over the waters.
弟兄姊妹们，这个英文这个字哈，我翻得比较好。
This word in English is translated well.
啊，那个用 hovering 这个字啊，它就像一个母鸟一样的，浮于在那个好像小鸟的身上。
This word hovering is as if a mother hen is hovering over her chicks.
他就讲到这个圣灵的这个运行的工作不是光是外面一种能力的运行而已。
This moving of this hovering is not just like the outward work of the Spirit.
乃是要带来生命的果效。
But it is the result of it is to bring life.
我们晓得一个母鸟孵育这些蛋的时候主要的目的是要孵出生命来的。
Now when the mother hen is on top of her chicks, it is to bring out life.
所以我们很清楚看见当圣灵在这里运行的时候呢就要演出那个生命的结果。
And so when the Spirit is hovering, the result of that is to bring life.
到了第二章里面
And then in
当神创造人的时候
when God created man,
神用地上的尘土造人
God created man out of dust.
当这个人造好了之后
And so after man was created,
他只不过是个土人
He was just a man of clay.
啊，那么神就吹一口气在他的鼻孔里。
And then God breathed into his nostrils.
我们知道这一口气就是圣灵的工作。
We know that this breath is the work of the Spirit.
你们记得主耶稣最后要离开世间之前呢，曾经对门徒们也吹一口气。
Now we know that the Lord Jesus, before he was to leave, he also breathed upon his disciples.
当主吹这口气时，主说你们受圣灵。
When he breathed, he says, you are to receive the Spirit.
所以神在这里吹了这口气，就神的灵进到这个土人里面。
And so when God breathed, life came into this clay.
结果这个土人呢，就变成了一个有灵的活人，就是变成一个活的魂。
And this man of dust became a living soul.
所以神是这样来创造的。
And so God created in this way.
所以难怪穆恩德烈弟兄这样说。
And so no wonder, Andrew Murray said.
他说凡是圣灵所到之处。
All that the Holy Spirit touches.
他都把那个低级的变成高级。
He will make the base things into a high thing.
本来是个泥巴造的人。
Previously it was just dust.
现在变成了我们现在这样一个活的人。
But now it is a living soul.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Spirit.
所以圣灵的工作呢引进这个生命。
And so the work of the Spirit is to bring in life.
因此呢弟兄姊妹我们必须要注意一件事情。
And so we must come to pay attention.
圣灵在地上最主要的工作。
That the main work of the Spirit.
就是使我们的生命长大。
Is so that our life will grow.
使我们的生命达到丰盛。
And that our life will become abundant.
使我们的生命能够像活水的江河一样。
So that our life can be as abundant as rivers of living water.
我们知道圣灵能做许许多多的工作。
We know that the Holy Spirit can do much work.
在约翰福音第14章到16章。
In John chapter 14 through 16.
主告诉我们那位保惠师要来。
The Lord tells us that the Comforter will come.
你看这位保惠师来做许多的工作。
And so this counselor, comforter will do much work.
因为他在我们里面成为内住的圣灵。
Because he will be an indwelling spirit.
他可以光照我们。
He can enlighten us.
他可以教导我们。
And he will teach us.
他可以引导我们。
And he will lead us.
他可以提醒我们。
And he can remind us.
啊，你又看见圣灵有各式各样不同的工作。
The Holy Spirit has much work to do.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
圣灵不仅在里面做内住的灵。
The Holy Spirit is not just an indwelling spirit.
到了哥林多前书第十二章的时候。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
圣灵还能够把各样的恩赐赏赐给人。
The Holy Spirit also gives us many gifts.
有的人得着了圣灵的恩赐就可以做先知讲道。
Now some people who receive the gift of the Holy Spirit can be an evangelist and preach.
有的人得着圣灵他就有智慧的言语。
And some will be able to speak words of wisdom.
有的人得着圣灵他可以医病。
Some can heal.
有的人得着圣灵可以行异能。
And some can help and administer.
有的人得着圣灵会说方言。
And others can speak tongues.
也有人得着圣灵会翻方言。
And others can interpret tongues.
就证明在哥林多前书十二章你看见圣灵能把各样的恩赐赏赐给人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we see that God gives us many gifts.
我们知道没有圣灵所给的恩赐我们很难服侍。
Now we know that without the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult for us to serve.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
在哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
这些是一些辅助的恩赐。
These are only additional or complementary things.
你仔细的把哥林多前书12、13、14好好把它读一读。
If you read carefully 1 Corinthians 12, 13
and 14, 这样能帮助你更多领会圣灵的工作。
It will help you to understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵还可以做其他许多的工作。
The Holy Spirit can still do many other
things. 但是请我们必须记得一件事情。
But please remember.
圣灵最主要的工作
The main work of the Spirit
是赐生命
is to give life
是带领生命能够成长
is to bring life into growth
带领生命能够成为活水的江河
so that life will become rivers of living water
这个才是圣灵最主要的工作
This is the main work of the Holy Spirit
所以难怪呢
so no wonder,
你看在头一个世纪
in the first century
我们知道许多的使徒们他们开头的时候都有很 丰富的圣灵的经历。
There are many apostles who had a very abundant experience of the Spirit.
他们靠着圣灵起来讲话，大有能力。
According to the Spirit, when they spoke, they had great power.
他们靠着圣灵起来行事，也大有能力。
When they worked according to the Spirit, they were full of strength.
他们行了很多的神迹。
They were able to do many miracles.
他们医治了很多的人。
They healed many people.
甚至也叫死人复活。
Even allowed dead to resurrect.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你读《使徒行传》的时候，
when you read
你发现开头的这一班使徒们，他们实在是在圣灵的带领中有非常丰富的经历。
The Acts of the Apostles had many wonderful experiences in the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这一些丰富的经历。
These abundant experiences.
这些奇妙的经历。
These amazing experiences.
并没有使他们里面昏花。
Did not allow them to be confused.
所以到了晚年的时候。
And so in later years.
或者他到了他们生命达到丰盛的时候。
Or let's say that when their life came into maturity.
你读彼得的书信也好。
Whether you read the works of Peter.
你读约翰的书信也好。
Or even the letters of John.
他们里面呢。没有任何一处讲到这些神迹奇事的东西。
Not one of them speak of the miraculous works of the Spirit.
讲到那些奇妙的经历的东西。
Or the miraculous things that had happened.
他们把所有的注意力都放在生命上面。
All of their attention was on life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天主在地上教会中最大的恢复就是生命的恢复。
The greatest recovery of the Lord on earth today is to recover that of life.
如果能恢复生命，
If life can be recovered,
就是一个完全的恢复。
Then it is a complete recovery.
我们晓得我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
Yeah, for us to be molded into the image of the Lord.
你如何能被磨成神儿子的形象呢？
How can you be molded into His image?
不是在外面的行为上像主。
It's not that outward behavior to be like the Lord.
乃是你的生命开始成长。
But that your life will grow.
你里面拥有神儿子的性质。
And that you will have the nature of the Son.
主的性格成了你的性格。
Then His nature will be your nature.
主的性情成为你的性情。
His character will be your character.
越来越丰富。
More and more abundant.
那么神儿子的形象在我们身上就彰显出来。
Then the image of the Son will be manifested from you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们必须很清楚。
We need to be very clear.
今天圣灵在地上，在我们神儿女身上的工作。
The work of the Son of the Spirit in His
children. 在教会中的工作。
The work in the church.
最大的工作。
The greatest work.
就是要使生命成为江河。
And so that life will become like river.
这个才是丰盛的生命。
This is an abundant life.
所以呢，我们需要把我们的注意力重新摆在生命的事上。
So our attention now needs to be placed again
upon life. 让圣灵在里面引导我们。
To allow the Spirit to lead us.
当这个生命达到丰盛的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as this life reaches its abundance,
你知道这些各样的恩赐功能，它很自然的会显出来的。
Then very naturally, all these gifts will naturally come.
我们实在承认，
We do acknowledge.
今天我们在主的面前，我们得主的生命，但是生命不够丰盛。
That before the Lord, we have received His life, but it's not yet abundant.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
什么样的光景是一个丰盛生命的光景呢？
What condition will allow us to be abundant?
你看见啊，
We see.
当生命从我们腹中如同江河一样流出来的时候，
That when life is able to come out from our innermost being like rivers,
那个生命就是一个丰盛的生命。
Then that life is an abundant life.
在圣经里面，
And in the scripture,
以西结书第47章，
in Ezekiel chapter 47,
跟启示录第22章，
and also Revelation 22,
这两处的圣经讲到了这个生命的河流。
These two passages speak of the rivers of life.
感谢主，在以西结书里面描述的是特别的清楚。
We thank the Lord that in Ezekiel, the illustration is very clear.
那实在是一幅美丽的图画。
It is a beautiful picture.
也是一个丰盛的这个图画。
And also an abundant illustration.
我想刚才我们把这段话读过了。
Now we just read this passage.
弟兄姊妹，你的眼前应该会出现一幅图画。
Brothers and sisters, you should see this picture.
这幅图画是什么呢？
What is this picture?
就是一个满有生命的一幅图画。
It's a picture that is full of life.
他这里告诉我们说，
It tells us.
有一道水啊，从殿里面流出来。
There is a water that is flowing from the temple.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，
We know in the Bible.
这个殿有两方面的解释。
There's two descriptions or two examples of the Bible.
一方面来讲，这个殿是指的教会说。
On one hand, the temple is the church.
但是另外一面呢，也指着我们个人说。
On the other hand, it speaks of us individually.
使徒保罗在哥林多的书信里面曾经讲过。
Now the Apostle Paul tells us in his letters.
他说：“岂不知我们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？”
That isn't our body also a temple of the living God?
所以以西结书第47章这里的一个描述。
And so in Ezekiel 47, this illustration.
用在教会的全体是合适的。
It is appropriate to speak of the entire church.
用在个人身上也是合适的。
It is also appropriate to speak of the individual.
当然，主耶稣在约翰福音第七章那里所讲的是个人的。
Now in John chapter 7, the Lord Jesus does speak of the individual.
所以呢，今天早晨我愿意把这些呢解释成我们个人的经历。
And so this morning I am willing to explain it in the from our individual perspective.
因为只有我们个人的经历能够达到这样的光景。
Because only when our individual experience reaches this condition.
教会整个的光景才能够满有生命。
Then the entire church can be full of life.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
那么他这里告诉我们说，这一道水流呢，从主的宝座，从殿的里面流出来。
Now this in this passage it says that the water flows from the throne in the temple.
它首先经过祭坛。
First it goes through the altar.
这就是我们上次所讲的，首先要经过十字架。
This is of what we spoke of last time, that we first need to go through the cross.
然后从殿的右边呢，它就往这个东边去。
And from the right side of the house it goes towards the east.
我们知道这个东边呢，在圣经里面东边的预表常常是讲的向着荣耀。
Now going towards the east in the Bible it is analogous to the glory of God.
因为这个东边呢是日出之地。
Because the east side is where the sun comes.
所以呢，这一道的水流是向着神的荣耀而去的。
And so this water is flowing towards the glory of God.
那么当这个水流从这个东边的门出去的时候，
And so as this water is flowing out from the doorway of the east,
神的灵呢就带领先知以西结从东北边的门出去，然后绕到东边。
And so the spirit of God takes him out from the south side and then to the east.North side, then to the east.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
因为我们知道过去那个东门呢，
Because the outer gate at the east
那个只有向着君王开放，
Can only open up towards the king.
今天我们晓得在以色列城墙上的东门，
Now we know that in Israel right now, the east gate
它一直是封闭的，
is closed.
因为什么呢？这个东门呢，等着主耶稣基督回来。
Why? And that is because that gate is waiting for the return of the Lord Jesus.
所以先知不能从这个门经过。
And so the prophet cannot go through that.
所以神带领他到绕了一个圈子到了前面。
And so the Spirit led him in a roundabout way.
他就看见这个水从东门那里就开始往前流。
And so he sees the water flowing from the east side going forward.
当这个水往东去的时候，
As the water is flowing toward the east,
他这里给我们看见有四个不同的层面。
Here we see four different levels.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 这四个不同的层面也讲到我们基督徒在圣灵的引导中，在生命的经历里面四个不同的经历。
These four stages are four different experiences in our stages of the Spirit.
所以首先呢，它让我们看见这个水出去的时候呢。
So first off, as we see the water is going out.
这个先知呢就在这个水中，那个水正好到他的踝子骨。
The prophet is walking in the water reaches his ankles.
我想这个很清楚。
This is very clear.
那意思说呢，现在呢，先知的整个脚都浸在水的里面。
This means that the prophet's entire feet are in water.
我们讲到这一道的水流。
Now we know that this passage of water
不是普通的水流。
It's not any normal water.
它乃是一个生命水的水流。
It is water of life.
所以什么叫做脚被浸在水里呢？
So what does it mean to have your water submerged under water?
这个我们很容易明白。
It's very easy for us to understand.
就是他整个行走在生命的里面。
That he is walking in life.
所以当一个基督徒属灵生命在圣灵的带领中开始长大的时候。
So as a Christian, as they are beginning to grow.
那么他就脚踩在生命水的里面。
His feet must be stepping in the waters of life.
他每走一步路都是走在生命的里面。
Every single step that he makes must be in life.
他不仅走在生命的里面。
Not only is he walking in life.
这个另外一个意思呢。
But another meaning.
就是他的整个行动受到生命的管制。
That all his actions are controlled by life.
因为我们的脚代表我们的行动。
Because our feet, they represent our actions.
我们要到一个地方去，必须靠脚。
Or let's say that our deeds, that everything that everywhere that we go, we rely upon our feet.
如果把我们的脚捆住，我们就不能动了。
If you tie up your feet, then you can't move.
所以这个时候呢，我们看见这一个人的光景呢，他。的生活行动，他开始受到生命的一个管制。
This person's movement, his life is now controlled by life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们讲过，
We have spoken.
基督徒的行为，
That Christian behavior
不是受规条的限制，
Is not limited or restricted by rules.
也不是受外面的一些做法上的限制，
Or not limited by outward method.
我们晓得 今天地上的宗教是用这些东西来限制人。
Now we know that the religions of today are restrictive in this way.
基督徒不跟随一个宗教的一个行为。
Now Christians are not bound by religious works.
基督徒乃是根据生命的行为。
A Christian is following life.
我们要不要去一个地方？
Whether or not we go to a certain place.
我们要问一问里面生命的感觉。
We ask the sense of life within.
我们不去一个地方。
When we do not go somewhere.
我们也要问问里面生命的感觉。
We also ask the sense of life within.
所以这个给我们看见基督徒生命开始成长。
So now we see a Christian begins to grow.
当他开始成长的时候。
Now as they begin to grow.
他就不是按照他的兴趣。
It's not according to their own interest.
不是按照他自己的意见。
Or own opinions.
不是按照他自己的定规。
Or own rules.
他也不是受任何什么人的吸引。
And also not attracted by other people.
现在他整个的行动呢，完全是在生命的管制。
Now his actions and movements are controlled by life.
生命的感觉就代表主的感觉。
Now the sense of life also is the sense of the Lord.
主要我去我就去了。
Now if the Lord wants me to go, I'll go.
主要我去我就不去了。
If the Lord does not want me to go, I won't.
我不在乎外面的情况是怎样。
It doesn't matter what outward circumstances are.
所以一个基督徒呢，在属灵生命成长这个可以说初阶的成长中，应该是活在这样的光景中。
A Christian ought to grow under these conditions.
所以今天呢，如果我们还是偏行己路
，And so today, if you are still going and you're not sure where to go,
我们高兴去哪里就去哪里。
And if you're happy, you want to go somewhere. You want to do something because you're happy to do it.
证明什么？生命在我们里面还没有成长呢。
Then perhaps your life has not yet grown.
这个水流还没开始流呢。
This water has not yet flown.
所以它开始流是初步的流，你看见一个人的行动。受到了管制。
And so as this water begins to flow, our actions are now controlled by that.
我们不要把这个管制这个字当作是一个不好的字。
Now don't use this word control as a bad or negative word.
我已经讲过，今天如果我们受到生命的管制，那么你每走一步路都是满有生命。
Now if you are controlled by this water, this life, then everything you do will be full of life.
所以我相信弟兄姊妹们还记得我们过去所说的话。
Now brothers and sisters, you probably remember what we have spoken.
作为一个基督徒。
As a Christian,
活出来的才是对的。
That which is lived out is right.
做出来的是错的。
That which is worked out is wrong.
啊，今天我们不是要用外面的一些方式做来做。
We're not using outward methods to do something.
你要活在这个生命的里面。
We are living in life.
所以呢，当这个生命水流开始流动的时候。
And so as this living water begins to flow,
一个最基本的经历。
The very basic experience.
就是我们所有的行动受到了生命的一个管制。
Is that all our actions are now controlled by life.
所以这样你就可以明白，你看一看一个人的光景呢，那么你看看他是不是受到生命的管制，你就知道他的生命有没有在成长。
Now you can see as you look at a person, depending on their behavior, are they being controlled by life?
然后呢，我们看见有一个人就拿了一条准绳。
Now we see that the spirit has this measuring line.
量了一千轴。
Measures 1,000 cubits.
啊，这一千轴呢，我想大概差不多500公尺左右这样。
Now 1,000 cubits is about 500 meters.
啊，那么这个他。量过了一千轴之后呢
？After he measured 1,000 cubits，
到这个水呢就到了膝盖。
This water came up to the knees。
我们知道神呢造人呢造这个膝盖是很有意义的。
Now when God created the knees of man, it's full of meaning。
这个膝盖呢，我想神造的时候最主要是为了敬拜。
Now knees at first, the main purpose of it perhaps is for worship。
也是为着祷告。
And also for prayer。
所以我们基督徒常常祷告，我们就屈膝在主神的跟前。
And so as Christians, when we pray, often we kneel before Him.
所以呢，这个水到了膝盖，就告诉我们说呢，那个敬拜和他的祷告都在生命的里面。
And so for the water to reach the knees, it means that our prayer and our worship now is all within life.
他在神跟前的敬拜。他在神面前的祷告是满有生命的。
Now our prayer and our worship before God is so full of life.
啊，他也是受生命的一个引导和管理的。
And also controlled by life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天呢，我们的敬拜和我们的祷告
，Our worship and our prayers
不是一个仪式
，is not a formality.
我们也不能受所谓的形式上面的一种的这个影响
，and not influenced by outward form.
我们晓得今天呢，在异教徒中。
Now we know for ascetics.
你看见他们的敬拜的那个形式各式各样。
Now there's different ways of worship.
但是很可惜啊。
Sadly,
在教会历史上
in church history,
有很多人慢慢的逐渐把这种异教的这种形式也把它引进来
A lot of people have taken these outward forms into the church.
因为人喜欢在敬拜的事上有一种外表的一种表现
Because in our worship, man likes to have this outward form.
所以你看见在天主教中间呢他们也有所谓的念珠啊用念珠怎么弄
And so Catholics, they also have rosary beads.
啊因为这个东西弄起来的时候你就觉得好像比较实在
Because if you are holding on to the beads, it's something very substantial.
我晓得像东正教
And so also,
Orthodox. 对。那个东正教呢他们祷告的时候他们要比这个手势。
Now, Eastern Orthodox, they also need to have hand motions.
跟西藏的那些他们那种异教的敬拜一样需要摆手势。
Also the same as other religions. They need to have hand motions.Forms and motions.
但是呢，这里告诉我们呢
This tells us
真正的敬拜和祷告是跟着生命走的
That true worship needs to follow life.
不是在乎外表的这种形式的东西
It does not have anything to do with the outward form or behavior. Brothers and sisters,
实在来讲，敬拜和祷告
Practically speaking, in worship and in prayer,
就是我们对神的依赖
is our reliance upon God.
神为什么要我们敬拜？
So God, why does God want us to worship? Why does He want us to pray? When we kneel before Him,
我们敬拜他，我们祷告他。
When we are praying and worshiping Him,
我们就等于把我们自己所有的一切都交在神的手里。
We are casting everything of ourselves into His hands.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这位全能的神。
This Almighty God.
他愿意做我们的依靠。
He is willing to be our reliance.
所以他把祷告的权柄给我们。
So He has given us the privilege of prayer.
所以他叫我们敬拜。
So that we can worship.
他给我们创造了膝盖。
He created knees for us.
这个时候我们看见圣灵所带来的生命的水流啊。
Now the Spirit, as He brings us in through this water.
达到了这个人的膝盖。
And as it reaches the knees.
就看见他的生命开始有了成长了。
Now this life begins to grow.
这个人开始学会全然的依靠神。
This person begins to learn how to rely entirely upon God in every single aspect.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我曾经跟你们讲过
I have spoken before.
我见过这个巴克信弟兄。
I have met Brother Baxin.
巴克信弟兄呢那个膝盖实在是被圣灵所引导的。
Now, Brother Baxin's knees truly were led by the Spirit.
他无论到哪里他第一件事先跪下来祷告。
No matter where he goes, the first thing he does is kneel down to pray.
我们好多次在聚会的时候，还没开始聚会，你就看见他一个人跪在前面祷告。
Many times, even before the meeting would begin, you would see him kneeling there by himself praying.
他不仅在聚会里面祷告。
Not only would he pray in the meeting.
他在每一件事情上面都祷告。
He would pray about every single matter.
有一次他买飞机票买不到。
One time he could not purchase a plane ticket.
那个航空公司人告诉他，这里还有两张飞机票是。政府的官员所定的。
The airlines told him that we only have two more spots left, and these are for government officials.
他说你要不要到印度的外交部去跟他们问问看看。
And so they said to him, "Are you willing to go out of the country to ask for permission to get these?"
我们的弟兄立刻跪下来祷告。
Immediately, our brother kneeled down to pray.
祷告完了就到外交部去了。
And as soon as he finished praying, he went to the office.
你们能不能把这两张票中间一张让给我
？And he went to the officials to say, "Between you two, can you allow me to have one of your plane tickets?"
那人家问他你是谁呀
？And so the people asked him, "Who are you?"
他说我是神的大使。
He said that I am the ambassador of God.
结果呢，那个外交部人也给他了。
And so the official gave him the ticket.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们的弟兄实在是一个祷告的人。
Our brother was a praying man.
他在台湾所给我的印象很深刻。
He left a very deep impression upon me when he was in Taiwan.
我们记得最后他要走的时候，我们送他到火车站。
Now when he was to leave, we sent him to the train station.
在他要上火车之前，他就跪下来。
Now right before he got onto the train, he knelt down.
弟兄姊妹看见他跪，大家都跟着跪。
And so as brothers and sisters saw him kneeling down, everyone else also knelt down. And so everybody was kneeling.
这很可惜。
Sadly,
这个是跟着人跪。
They were only following him in kneeling.
所以以后他走了也没有人跪。
So after he left, nobody else knelt down.
我们的弟兄是因为顺着圣灵的生命的水流跟着走的。
Our brother was following the rivers of living water.
我曾经讲过，他到理发店要去理发。上理发坐姿之前先跪下来祷告。
Now before he got a haircut at the barber shop, he would also kneel down to pray.
我们的弟兄在每一件事情上面都学习依靠主。
In every single aspect, our brother learned how to rely upon the Lord.
实在是一个美丽的见证。
It was a beautiful testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
如果我们属灵的生命开始成长的时候
When our spiritual life begins to grow,
如果这个水流达到我们的膝盖
If this water reaches our knees,
我们就看见我们的 敬拜我们祷告的生活就变得丰富起来了。
We see our life of worship and of prayer becomes abundant.
很可惜啊。
Sadly,
今天在我们中间
among us,
我们的祷告我们的敬拜很多时候呢是人定规。
Our prayers and our worship are often regulated by man.
所以很勉强。
So it's forced.
我真是巴望有一天这个生命的水流在我们中间能流到每个弟兄姊妹的膝盖。
I really hope that this water one day will flow up towards our knees.
哇，每一个聚会来说，你看见弟兄姊妹们不是在那跑来跑去，大家都在主面前祷告。
Then we hope to see that every brother and sister were not running around, but everyone is praying.
这证明我们的生命开始成长了。
This will speak of our life beginning to grow.
证明我们真的会依靠神了。
It says that we can now rely upon God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
生命要达到丰盛。
For life to reach abundance,
你必须容让圣灵在你的生命中给这样的 一种引导。
You must let the Spirit to lead you.
然后再量一千轴。
And then after another 1,000 cubits,
那么就到了腰了。
This water comes to the waist.
我们知道在圣经里面，每次提到腰的时候，就讲到我们力量的来源。
Now in the Bible, every time we speak of the waist or the loins, it speaks of where strength comes from.
在这个时候，这个人他的生活侍奉。他所有的力量都是从这个生命来的。
Now our strength in our daily life and service comes from this life.
也就是说，他的生活和他的侍奉中是满有生命。
Our daily life and our service is full of life.
也满有生命的能力在里面。
And full of the strength and power of life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你知道我们很多时候侍奉神呢。
You know, often when we serve God，
我们常常用的是我们肉体的力量。
We use the strength from our flesh。
我们肉体的热心。
And the passion, the zeal of our hearts。
哎，我们是靠着自己的力量，结果做到后来说呢，筋疲力尽。
We're trying to use our own strength until the point where we're entirely burnt out.
做到后来呢，思虑愁烦。
And then we become so discouraged.
如果是圣灵做你的力量
，If the Holy Spirit is to be your strength,
生命的力量在你的身上。
And then this life, the strength from life is in you.
你是越做里面越喜乐。
The more you do it, the more joyful you are.
越做里面是越安息。
The more you work, the more peace you will have.
所以今天呢，我们看见地上的教会。
And so we see the church today.
失去了这个生命的力量。
It has lost the strength of this life.
所以呢，我们用知识、用方法、用组织。
And so we use knowledge, we use methods, we use organization.
这是何等大的一个错误呢
？It's a very grave mistake.
就怎么样容让圣灵在我们中间来运行
？We need to allow the Spirit to move us.
让他把生命带到我们中间。
To bring life among us.
深愿主的。这个生命在我们中间呢，能够达到我们的腰。
So the life of the Lord can reach our waist.
弟兄姊妹们，那么你的侍奉的力量那就不一样。
Then brothers and sisters, you will have strength in your service. It will be different.
所以我们很多时候啊。
So many times,
把侍奉当作了变成一种劳苦的工作。
We use service as a very difficult work and labor.
难怪很多弟兄姊妹们都很怕，大家逃避。
No wonder so many people are afraid of it and run away.
如果你有生命的力量在身上的话呢
？If you have the strength of life,
你会变得非常乐意去服侍。
Then you're very willing to serve.
啊，你的侍奉呢，那真是非常愉快。
Then it's very joyful to serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我在侍奉上多次经历主给我这些带领。
In service, so many times I have experienced the Lord leading me in this way. Now, sometimes, yes, when you think of service, you're afraid. But then the Holy Spirit gives you strength. And then very joyfully you serve. It's entirely different.
所以到这个时候，我们看见这个人，他在生活侍奉中间，他能够支取从生命中来的能力。
Then this person can receive the strength that comes from life.
他的生命开始越来越丰富。
And our life will become more and more abundant.
然后再量一千轴。
And then another 1,000 cubits.
哇，这个水就变成河了。
Now this water has become a river.
这告诉我们现在这个生命的这个程度啊。
Now this condition of life
有了一个深度。
Has depth.
啊，那么。当然了，成为河的时候，这个力量就更大。
Now the strength in a river is much greater.
你就没办法走了。
You cannot walk anymore.
啊，他说就成为可以游泳的。
And now you need to swim.
游泳的河。
A place where you can flow and swim.
那就是这个时候呢，你的整个生活侍奉都是被这个水流所冲击的。
Now your entire life and service is controlled by the power of this river.
这也说明到现在开始，你的全人，整个全人。都受生命的管制。
This also speaks that your entire being, your entire person is controlled by the Spirit.
当你达到这样的光景的时候
，When you reach this condition,
你就能应验 罗马书第六章里面所说的。
Then you will fulfill what it says in Romans chapter 6.
一举一动都有新生的样式。
Then in your every action and movement, you have a newness of life.
因为他整个人都活在这个生命的里面。
Because your entire being is living in this life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
啊，今天我们看见有一些弟兄姊妹们，他们属灵生命达到丰盛的时候就是这
样。When we see some brothers and sisters, when their life has reached this point, it's so abundant.
他们做几句说几句话。
They say a couple words.
他们做几件事情。
They do a few things.
就叫许多人得供应。
It brings so much provision to people.
我曾经碰见有一班弟兄姊妹告诉我。
I have met some brothers and sisters who tell me.
跟年长的弟兄出去。
That one time they went out with an elderly brother.
哎呀，跟他们在一起生活了几天。
They lived together for a couple days.
他说过去呢，我们是从他讲的道德供应。
They said in the past we were provided for through his preaching.
他说没有想到这次跟他在一起生活几天，他的一举一动都叫我们的供应。
We could not have imagined that just living with him for a few days, every single one of his actions we are provided for.
所以你看，有的人不需要说话的。
Some people, they don't even need to speak.
从他们的生活中间就流露生命。
From their daily life flows out life.
因为这个生命已经成了河了。
Because this life has now become a river.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
到了这个时候你就知道，这个叫做丰盛的生命。
At this time, we know that it is abundant life.
所以将来到了永世里面。
And so when we go to eternity,
启示录22章很清楚告诉我们。
In Revelations 22, it tells us clearly,
在城的当中一道生命水的河流。
That within the city, there is a river of living water.
它说是明如水晶。
And it is very clear water.
啊，像 crystal 一样的那个，它是整个明如水晶。
It is crystal clear.
弟兄姊妹们，那个生命水是完全透彻到底的。
Brothers and sisters, that water is clear to the uttermost.
这告诉我们一个人生命开始达到纯净。
It says this life is entirely pure.
将来进入永世的时候。
And so one day when we go to eternity.
每一个圣徒的生命都要达到这样光景。
Every single saint, we will reach that condition.
但是神希望我们今天在地上就是这样。
But God hopes that today we will be likewise.
你回头看看你自己的光景。
If you are to look at your own condition.
我们是不是觉得是有主的生命在我们里面。
Do you feel that first you have the life of the Lord?
但是还有很多天然的杂质在里面。
But still, there's lots of the natural
所以我们这个水流出来是个浑浊的水流。
And so it's a mixture as that water flows out.
不是个明如水晶的。
It's not as clear as crystal.
所以我们需要圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And so we need the Spirit to work in us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当神的灵在我们里面做这个洁净的工作的时候。
When the Spirit is doing his purifying work in us.
能让这个生命变成纯净。
This life must be pure.
所以在以西结书里面。
And so in Ezekiel.
他给我们看见生命的丰盛有四个不同的层面。
We see four different stages of this life.
从最浅的开始到最深的。
From the shallowest all the way to the deepest.
这是圣灵今天在教会中，在神的百姓中所做最主要的工作。
This is the main work of the Spirit today among His children.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们必须回到神的话语里面。
We need to go back to His words.
我们必须让神的话成为亮光，照亮我们。
His words need to be our light to shine upon us.
我们要看看到底今天我们的生命已经成长到什么样一个情形。
We need to see how has our life grown to what condition.
或者我们虽然得救了。
Or perhaps, yes, we're saved.
这个生命水流都还没开始流呢。
Perhaps this water has not yet even begun to flow.
那么从今天开始起。
So from today on.
你要接受圣灵在你里面的带领。
You need to receive the leading of the Spirit in your life.
所以我们巴望在这个末了的时代。
So we hope that in these end days.
神能够在我们中间能够做一个生命上的大恢复。
God can do a great recovery in our life.
让我们弟兄姊妹们的生命开始朝向这个丰盛的光景。
So that the life of brothers and sisters, we can go towards abundance.
那么这里告诉我们呢。
This also tells us.
不仅这个生命成了一个水流。
Not only is this life like rivers of water.
在它自己里面开始达到丰盛。
But it will reach abundance.
并且呢，我们看见它带下来一些丰盛生命的果效。
It will also bring results of abundance.
啊，所以这个使者带着这个以西结说，他说人子啊，你看见什么了？
And so the Spirit brings Ezekiel to see what is it that you see here?
他说我看见这个生命河的两旁啊，哦，满了树木。
Here on the two banks of this river, there's many trees.
因为有丰盛生命水流的供应。
Because there is a provision of the rivers of water, living water.
满了树木。
And so there's many trees.
我们知道在新约时代中啊。
Now we know in the New Testament.
这个树是预表人的。
Trees represent man.
就告诉我们说现在呢它能够供应多人的需要。
Now we see the provision of the needs for many people.
神使这个人成了活水的江河了。
Now, This person can be the rivers for other people.
许多人因着他的缘故开始生长。
Other people, because of this person, can be supplied.
那么这个树呢，认真讲也是代表着什么？代表着有用的人。
Now trees also represent useful people.
因为呢，它过去不是光长花长草的。
Now in the past, it's not just growing some grass and flowers.
我们知道，只有树木呢是有用的材料。
Now trees, we know they are useful, supplies.
所以这个生命过去的时候呢，很多的人本来没什么用，慢慢的，因着这个生命的供应变成有用。
Now in the past, these trees are not useful, but because of the provision of life, these people, these trees become useful.
我们在教会历史上
，in church history,
我们看见许多的圣徒们
，we see many saints,
因为他们自己的生命达到丰盛
，because their own life reached abundance,
结果带领很多神的儿女们的生命也开始成为有用。
They were able to allow other believers to also be useful.
这些树不仅有用
，now not only are these trees useful,
并且是按月结果子
，but they bear fruit according to its season.
叶子也不枯干。
And these leaves are not withered.
那么结这些果子呢，都是可以吃的，可以做食物的。
And these fruits you can eat. They are our provisions. So brothers and sisters,
它能够带进一个丰盛生命的一个供应。
It brings about the provision for an abundant life.
这是多么美丽的一种光景呢。
This is such a beautiful condition.
所以你会看见，当这条生命水的河流往前去的时候。
And so as this river of living water flows forward.
两面的树都开始长大结果。
The trees on both banks begin to grow and bear fruit.
它这个按月结果子。
And they bear fruit according to its month.
就是能供应每一个月不同的需要。
They can provide for the needs every single month.
我们一年有四季，对不对？
Now we have four seasons each year.
春夏秋冬。
We have winter, spring, summer, and fall.
它在每一个季节里面都能结不同的果子供应。
In every season, there's different fruits to provide for people.
多么的美丽。
How beautiful that is.
今天我们有很多神的儿女们，我们的属灵的经历就好像春夏秋冬一样。
Now, there are many Christians, perhaps our spiritual experience are like the different seasons.
今天早晨也许你看见一个弟兄一个姊妹进来了，哦，脸上喜乐，像春天。
Now, perhaps you may see a brother or sister this morning as you came in, their face is joyful, there's like it's spring.
有的在那里，这个哦，努力，你看满头大汗，夏天。
And then you see somebody toiling, working very hard, and they're sweating, oh, it's summer.
有的人进来，你看满脸愁容，秋天。
And so some people, perhaps their face is full of sorrow, it's fall.
还有人进来呢，那个脸都是冰的，冬天。
And then some, you see their face is very icy, it's winter.
没有关系，不管你是哪一个季节。
It doesn't matter, no matter what season you are in.
只要有丰盛生命的水流进来了。
As long as an abundant river is flowing.
它能够结出各样的果实，供应各样不同的需要，你看多好啊。
Then the fruits that can be born in every single season can provide for it all.
当然，有的时候，我们一个人的确不太容易。
Now, yes, it's difficult for just one person.
所以我讲过，这个殿也可以指的是教会说的。
So we speak that this temple also speaks of the entire church.
如果在神的家中结满了这些果实。
If in God's house we have all these different fruits.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
任何一个人进来就得供应。
Then no matter who comes in, they will be provided for.
多么美丽，多么宝贵。
This is so precious and so beautiful.
它不仅这样，它还能够这个水流啊，到了一个地步啊，使那个沿海呢。那个咸水变成甜的。
Not only so, but even the Dead Sea, that which is just salty, will become sweet.
我们都知道，在以色列地啊，有一个湖，其实湖它叫做沿海死海。
Now in Israel, we know that there is a sea called the Dead Sea.
因为那个水啊，没地方去。
Now it's because the water has nowhere to go.
所以那个里面的盐分就越来越高。
So it has a very high salt content.
它那个水里面的盐分呢，比那普通的海水高好几倍。
It's the salt content is much more than what you find in the ocean.
所以你到了那个沿海里面，就是不会游泳的人也沉不下去。
And so even if you do not know how to swim, if you go into that water, you will not sink.
你只要一躺上，它就把你抬起来了。
If you just lay down on that water, it will lift you up.
但是有一个现象。
However, there is a phenomenon.
那个整个沿海啊，是一片的死寂。
Now that Dead Sea is full of death.
一个生物也没有。
There's not one living creature.
鱼也不能活。
Fish cannot live there.
你把那个鱼丢进去就变咸鱼了。
If you throw a fish in there, it will become a salted fish.
那么任何一个生物一到那里就死掉了，活不了的。
Any creature that goes there will die.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当然，这有一方面是 提醒我们，对吧？
On one hand, it is a reminder for us.
教会呢，不能变成沿海了，变
死海。The church cannot be like the Dead Sea.
活的进来就变死的了，那那。
That the living come in and it dies, that cannot be.
我们要借着圣灵把这个新鲜的活水带来。
Through the Holy Spirit, we must need to bring in fresh water.
你知道那个死海很大的。
Now the Dead Sea is very big.
你要需要多少的水量？
It needs a lot of water.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
我们主的生命是复活的生命。
Our Lord's life is a resurrected life.
所以当圣灵把这个水带进来的时候。
And so as the Spirit brings in life.
哇，这个咸水就变甜的了。
The salty water will become sweet.
那个水一改变之后呢。
And as soon as the water is changed.
马上你看见百物都开始生长。
Very soon you see that many creatures begin to grow.
因为凡是能够得到滋润的这些生物呢，都得到了滋润。
Because now all the creatures who need provision are provided for.
哇，你就看见大家都活起来了。
Everything becomes alive.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那不仅百物活起来了。
Not only every living creature begins to live.
这里有极多的鱼在里面。
But there's also much fish.
啊，圣经里面这个鱼啊，有两个意思，一个是代表蒙恩得救的人。
Now fish in the Bible has two characteristics. One, it represents those who are saved.
因为主耶稣曾经对彼得说。
Now the Lord Jesus has said to Peter.
从今以后你要得人如得鱼了。
From now on, you will be fishers of men.
哇，这一下之间的信主的人多起来了。
And now we see that there's so many believers.
但是呢，鱼还有第二方面的意思。
Now another meaning of fish.
第二方面的意思是得胜的生命。
The second meaning is that it is an overcoming life.
这个是更重要的。
It's more important.
现在不仅有许多的人这个蒙恩得救，并且那个得胜的生命开始出现。
Now not only are many saved, but the overcoming life is also shown.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
不仅有许多各样的鱼。
Not only are there much fish.
各从其类
of all different kinds and varieties, not just one type of fish.
各式各样不同的鱼
many varieties of fish.
你是什么样的鱼我不知道
I don't know what kind of fish you are.
我是什么样鱼我也不知道
I don't know what kind of fish I am.
但是呢，我们是主的鱼
but we are the fish of the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，只要是鱼就可以了
as long as you are a fish, it's good.
因为有的时候水也是预表死亡的
because sometimes the water also represents death.
死亡的全是高涨的时候
now when death is it's a very high time. 特别快乐 now fish are very happy.
就是如鱼得水嘛，对吧？
Because you are fish in your water.
哇，这个我们今天在这个今天呢，在这个末了的时代，充满死亡的这个环境里面。
Now in these days, yes, we are living in a time full of death.
基督徒要做一个活鱼。
Now a Christian, you must be a live fish.
你从神那里得到一个刚强的生命。
From the Lord, you have received a very powerful life.
你不会被这个世界吞灭掉。
You will not be swallowed up by this world.
所以我们说年青少年弟兄姊妹。
So young brothers and sisters.
你要做一个活的小鱼。
You must be a live fish.
不要被这个世界吞掉。
Don't be swallowed up by this world.
弟兄姊妹们，这是得胜的。
Brothers and sisters, this is overcoming.
那不仅这样。
Not only so.
他告诉我们说哈。
But it also tells us.
因为这个鱼多得不得了啊。
That because there's so many fish.
所以从这个隐基底到隐以格连呢，都变成晒网的地方。
That from Engedi to Eneglem, it is a place of casting out many nets.
我们这是很大很大的一片地上。
It's a very large piece of land.
哦，那就很多的渔人呢，对不对
？So there's many fishermen.
弟兄姊妹，在教会历史上
，brothers and sisters in church history,
我们看见每当教会带进一个复兴的时候
，every time there is a revival of the church.
哎呀，你看见那个福音的工作，那个就不是钓鱼，是打下网打鱼啊。
We see that the work of the gospel is not just fishing, but it's casting out nets.
到处，因为这个渔网，我们知道需要晒的，不晒的它会纠缠在一起。
Now we know when you cast nets, you have to cast very far, otherwise the nets will become knotted together.
给我们看见一片丰盛的光景。
And so here we see a very abundant condition.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个生命水的河流到哪里
？Where does this river of living water flow？
哪里的光景就开始兴旺。
There, the condition will be full of life.
但是在以西结书四十七章里面
，However, in Ezekiel 47，
弟兄姊妹有一个情形。是给我们很重要的提醒。
There is one condition that is a very important reminder for us.
他说这里有两种的情况是不得医治的。
That there are two conditions which cannot be healed.
一个呢是泥泞的地方。
One is a place that's full of swamps.
另外一个是呢这个洼湿的地方。
Another marshes.
那这两种地是不得医治。
These two types of land cannot be healed.
你知道这个泥泞地啊。
Now we know about swamps.
它是烂泥巴的，但是它有点水的。
Now, it is very muddy. There's just a little bit of water.
那个湿洼的地方也是有一点点的水在那，不多的。
The same with marshes, there is some amount of water.
他们为什么会变成了这个泥泞地，变成湿洼地呢？
Now, why is it that this land has become a swamp and marsh?
因为他们拒绝生命的供应。
But because they have rejected the provision of life.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我想我们有时候去过这些地方，你看过啊
？Brothers and sisters, perhaps you have visited these type of places.
那些泥泞地啊，那些湿洼的地方啊。
The places of swamps and marshes.
那个地方不是美丽的地方。
Those are not beautiful places.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们不要有因为自己觉得自己有一点点生命就为满足。
So brothers and sisters, don't feel content just with a little bit of life.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们接受生命活水的供应。
That we would receive the provision of the Lord's living water.
啊，如果是在这样的光景中，
If in this condition,
圣经告诉我们这是不得医治的。
Then the Scripture tells us it cannot be healed.
到最后只好变成盐地了。
It will be left for salt.
那就是长不出什么生命的东西出来了。
Nothing can grow there.
所以呢，我们今天在主的跟前。
And so for us in front of the Lord.
主的话非常清楚地告诉我们。
His words very clearly tell us.
他要信他的人。从他们腹中能够流出活水的江河。
That for those who believe in him, from their innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
我们知道这是神对我们的心意。
Now this is God's heart for us.
这就是说主不仅把生命给我们。
This tells us that not only has he given us life.
神也叫我们的生命达到丰盛。
But our life must reach abundance.
所以为这要叫我们的生命达到丰盛。
So in order for our life to reach abundance.
你必须接受圣灵的工作。
You must receive the work of the Spirit.
我们晓得在圣灵的工作里面。
Now we know that in the work of the Holy Spirit.
最重要你要体贴圣灵。
The most important is that you must be sensitive to the Spirit.
不是 sensitive, 你要 consider.
Considerate of him.
你要 mind.
Be mindful.
你要想到圣灵。
Think of the Spirit.
你要顺服圣灵。
Submit to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这是今天我们在地上很重要的一个功课。
This is a very important lesson for us.
所以约翰到晚年的时候就告诉我们。
So in the latter years of John, he tells us.
如果我们能顺服恩膏的教训的话呢。
That if you can submit to the teaching of the anointing.
根本就不需要什么人教导你。
You do not need anyone to teach you.
你就自然能够住在主里面。
Very naturally, you will live in him.
并且享受在基督的丰盛的生命的里面。
And enjoy the abundance of the Lord
Jesus. 你自然能够活出一个公义的生活。
Naturally, you will live a righteous life.
你自然能够活出一个充满爱的生活。
You will live a life of love.
你自然能活在一个充满亮光的生活。
Naturally, you will live an enlightened life.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵引我们进入的。
This is what the Holy Spirit will lead you into.
我们真是要恳求主怜悯我们。
Ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
老实讲，我们这些讲道的人呢？
Now practically, the
我们只是小小点着的一盏明灯就是。
We are just a small lamp.
只有主耶稣那里有最大的光。
Only the Lord Jesus is the greatest light.
因为生命在他的里头。
Because life is in Him.
圣灵可以把我们引到基督的里面。
The Holy Spirit can lead us into Christ.
让我们在基督里享受那个丰富。
So that we can enjoy the abundance in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers,
我们要很清楚的明白。
We must know clearly.
圣灵借着生命的感觉在引导我们的生活。
That the Holy Spirit is leading us so that we can live in life.
所以你必须要学会在生活的每一件事情上学习顺服圣灵的带领。
So we must learn in every single aspect of our life to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
的确在我们的经历中是这样。
And yes, not only so in our daily experience.
你一顺服圣灵就马上有生命。
That when you submit to the Holy Spirit, you'll be full of life.
你不顺服立刻就死了。
As long as you do not obey, you will quickly die.
所以呢，对于这位今天神差来住在我们里面的灵。
So according to the Spirit that he has sent to live in us.
我们必须容让他在我们的里面。做他所要做的工。
We must allow him to do the work that he needs to do in us.
这样圣灵在我们身上能把使我们生命能够带领达到丰盛。
So then the Holy Spirit can allow us to reach life abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要满心的感谢我们的神。
We thank him with our full hearts.
他是何等的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他不仅把他的生命给了我们。
Not only has he given us his life.
他还要使他的生命在我们身上达到丰盛。
He wants his life to reach abundance in us.
那个意思就是说还要叫我们享受这个生命中所有一切的丰盛。
The meaning of that is so that we can enjoy all the rest of the abundance in his life.
不仅我们自己享受，
not only for us to enjoy,
也是别人能因我们得出享受，
but that others through us can also enjoy.
这是主的心意。
This is God's heart.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹一同来唱一首诗歌。
Shall we sing a hymn together?
好吧。我们真是从心的深处把我们的敬拜感谢归给我们的主。
That we would give the deepest worship of our hearts to the Lord.
我真是巴望今天早晨弟兄姊妹所听见的不是一篇的道理。
I really hope that brothers and sisters would not just listen to this preaching or doctrine today.
这是圣经里面神 非常深切的一个心意。
This is God's deepest will and heart for us.
我们要在主面前来领会。
We need to come to understand.
要打开我们的心，接受主的话语。
To open up our hearts to receive His words.
并且敞开我们的心灵，真是让圣灵在我们身上有路可走。
To open up our hearts so that the Holy Spirit would have a way in us.
我们唱246首。
Shall we sing hymn 246?
246首。
246。
我们听，请给我们弹。
He's a young old young arrow head, 自从主赐宝贵身，他是永远与我同在，他以我心作居室，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大盼望，虽真起波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落，生命丰盛，康健丰富，自从主赐宝贵时，赶走不幸，消灭愁苦，使我疲倦的身心，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大盼望，虽正起波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落。
我们好不好请弟兄姊妹大家一同起立来唱。
Shall we all stand to sing?
我们希望每个弟兄姊妹都开口唱。
We hope that every brother and sister will open up your mouth to sing.
我们从第三节开始啊，弟兄姊妹大声的来唱。
From stanza three, loudly.
把你的心向主敞开。
Open up your heart towards the Lord.
我想今天早晨这篇信息是给每一个人的。
This morning, this message is for everyone.
你要从主领受神的话语。
From the Lord, receive His word.
你要里面有个爱慕。
You must have a love and desire.
你要求主让这样的光景在我们身上成为实际。
Ask the Lord for this condition.To be reality.
啊，所以我们大声的来唱。
So we will sing loudly.
每个弟兄姊妹都把心灵敞开。
Open up your hearts.
啊，但愿今天早晨生命的活水从我们腹中涌出来。
May the rivers of living water flow out.
啊，我们来唱第三节开始。来。
Stanza three.
犹如甘霖从天而降，犹如日光从天照，圣灵弘扬幸福力量。使我满受圣恩膏，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大盼望，虽真心波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有寂寞，心境过远，已满过时，就是你主的供应，生命虽了，永留不尽，等他荒了孤单地，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大盼望，虽真情波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落，这是何等奇妙救恩，我能时常见主面，这是何等奇妙居所，何等安息安静天，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大盼望，虽真起波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大盼望，虽真起波澜， 他在说平安，我心不再有起落。
好吧，我们大家一同开口祷告。
Shall we all open our mouths to pray?
每个弟兄姊妹都开口祷告。
Every brothers and sister pray.
大声的来祷告。
Pray loudly.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们已经蒙到神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we have already received God's grace. He has already given us His life.
但是生命在我们里面有涌流吗？
Has this life really flowed from us?
能够成为是一条河流吗？
Has it flowed like a river?
如果今天还没有。
If not,
我们要大声地向主呼求。
We need to pray loudly.
求他的灵做工在我们中间。
May His Spirit do His work in us.
好吧，今天早晨我们把自己向主完全敞开。
We open up ourselves entirely to Him.
我们希望从今天开始去，主带领我们过一个不一样的生活。
We hope that from today on we will live a different life.
啊，那带领我们一个充满了生命滋润的生活。
To live a life that is full of life.
带领我们过一个结满果实的生活。
A life that is full of fruits.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的心一定要有把握。
Our heart must have faith.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹们，大家开口同声开口祷告，无论是用什么语言都没关系。
Doesn't matter what language you speak.
你要求主今天早晨让你离开这个聚会之前有这个把握。
So that when you leave this meeting, that before the Lord, you will have this assurance.
好，我们大家同声开口来祷告。
Shall we all pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你，今天早晨你实在是怜悯我们，你与我们同在，亲爱的主耶稣，在你的恩典中。我们所承受的是何等的祝福，主啊，求你开我们里面的眼睛，让我们知道你已经把生命给了我们。主啊，你要让这个生命在我们身上如同江河一样的涌流。今天早晨我们都在你的跟前，亲爱的主耶稣，让你的话应验在我们的身上。在这末了的时代，主啊，让我们这成为一个活水的江河，能把主丰盛的生命带出来。主，在这个死亡充满的世界里面，让主的生命洋溢在各个不同的角落里面。主啊，首先你在教会中，主你掌权，你来做工，让你的灵在你的百姓中间一直的往前涌流。主，我们感谢你。主，今天早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前，若是我们中间还有弟兄姊妹们灵里面还不够明白的，主你要帮助我们，开我们的眼睛。早晨我们从深处把感谢赞美敬拜都归给你。谢谢主，告别了。主啊，我们要在你面前把感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we give you all thanksgiving and praises before you.
因为你已经把生命赐给了我们。
Because you have already given us life.
但是你要叫这个生命在我们身上成为丰盛。
But you want this life to become abundant.
所以你差遣圣灵住在我们里面。
So you have sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
圣灵做保惠师。
And the Holy Spirit is our counselor.
就是为了引导让我们的生命达到丰盛。
To lead us so that our life can become abundant.
主啊，你的话告诉我们说，
Lord, your word tell us.
那些相信你的人，
that those who believe in you,
要从他们腹中流出活水的江河。
From their innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
主啊，今天早晨让这个话应验在我们。
May these words become true in our lives.
应验在你自己的教会里面。
And come true in your church.
主啊，我们不甘于过那个枯干的生活。
Lord, we do not want to live a dry life.
所以求你使生命涌流。
So may life flow.
主啊，若是在过去的日子，
Lord, in past days,
我们没有顺服圣灵。
If we have not submitted to ourselves to the Spirit, 我们也不懂得顺服圣灵。And we did not know how to obey the Spirit.
今天主你让我们学会顺服圣灵。
Lord, please teach us today to submit to the Spirit.
愿主的灵在教会中掌权。
May the Spirit of the Lord reign in among us.
主啊，让我们在余下的生活，余下的侍奉。
So in our daily lives and in our service.
是在圣灵掌权的底下所过的生活和侍奉。
We would live a life that is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
主啊，让你的生命在我们里面成为丰富的供应。
May your life become an abundant provision in us.
也成为我们生活侍奉中对别人的供应。
So that we could also provide in our life and in our service to others.
主啊，愿你的家满有生命。
May your house be full of life.
愿你把宝座设立在你百姓的当中。
May your throne be established among your people.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you with our full hearts.
今天在这个末了的时代，
in this end days,
我们实在是处在一个死亡四步的环境里。
We live in an environment that is full of death.
唯有你这个复活的生命，
Only your resurrected life
能吞灭一切的死亡，
can swallow up death.
感谢我们的主，
We thank our Lord.
你能做荣耀的事情，
You are able to do glorious things.
今天早晨，
this morning,
我每个弟兄姊妹都对你说，我在这里。
May every brother and sister say, Lord, we are here.
主啊，求你掌权在我的身上。
Please reign in my life.
愿你的灵管理我的全人。
May your spirit control my entire being.
使我的生命 朝向你的荣耀不断的生长。
So that my life would grow towards your glory.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们相信在你回来的日子之前。
We believe that before you return.
你要预备许多的百姓。
You will prepare your people.
他们腹中是流出活水江河的。
That from their innermost being will flow rivers of living water, full of life.
主啊，今天早晨。
Lord, this morning.
我们真是把深处的爱带归给你。
We give you the love from the depths of our hearts.
把我们的敬拜归给你。
We give you our worship.
我们知道我们的生命若是不丰盛。
We know that if our lives are not abundant.
我们为你所做的见证就非常的微弱。
Then our testimony is so weak before you.
我们的生命若不丰盛。
If our life is not abundant.
你也没有办法得到荣耀。
Then you cannot receive glory.
所以今天早晨你要听每个弟兄姊妹的祷告。
So this morning hear the prayer of every brother and sister.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们知道你能做你自己所要做的事。
We know that you are able to accomplish that work that you want to do.
求你将你的话语不突然的释放出来。
May your words not be released in vain.
能够落在弟兄姊妹的里面，好像落在好土里面一样。
So that your words would fall on good soil in our hearts.
我们愿意把感谢赞美都归给你。
We're willing to give you all thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.